Hi, did you miss me? Because I missed you. I know that I completely disappeared, vanished, and ghosted this podcast, but if you follow me on Insta, you already know where I've been. I was home in India, eating, healing, living, laughing, just being held by life in the best way. And honestly, I needed that. I didn't even realize how much I needed that, but I'm finally back in front of the mic, heart full, stories loaded. So, welcome back to episode 8 of Voice Notes from Bhav. Grab your coffee, tea, or anything that you like to drink, and a blankie if possible, because this episode is going to be the warmest one. Let me start with the most dramatic thing I've ever done. That is, I surprised my family. Like, I actually surprised them. No one knew it. Not my mom, not my dad, not even my grandma. No one, literally no one. I lied so much to get them all home at the same time because my dad was traveling in that month, which I knew already. So I had to lie and get him back at home. And honestly, I think I'd succeed as a secret agent at this point. And then, okay, coming back to reality. So the moment has come, like, that I opened the door, walked in, and when I went inside, my mom screamed. Like, my dad just stayed like his brain was buffering, and my grandma, oh my god, the way her face lit up, that moment is going to live inside me forever. I recorded it, of course. You guys must have seen who are connected with me on Instagram, but the video doesn't capture how it felt. It was like something in my chest just came back together. Like, my heart was expanding. Like, a piece of me that's been missing finally came home too. You don't realize how much you miss being loved like that until you're standing right there in it. Once the shock faded, the pampering has begun. Amma cooked everything for me, all my favorite foods, snacks for no reason, second servings I didn't ask for, things I forgot that I even liked. There were so many things I had, and it was just the best thing ever. And there is honestly no food like your mother cooked, home cooked food. It just hits something somewhere so deep. And then the favorite part is the late night ice cream chats with my mom, just sitting there eating ice cream, talking about literally everything and nothing. Like, these small slow moments, I don't get them here. So I didn't realize how much my soul missed that softness. And my grandma, I can't even think about her without getting emotional. The way she held my hands, like she was scared that I'll disappear again. The way she touched my face every hour just to check I was still there, because she wasn't prepared that I was coming and I literally showed up. And now she's scared that I'll leave any moment, you know. I missed her, like, deeply, and she missed me more. Being with her reminded me that some loves are just the pure comfort. Then I went to my dad's hometown, and honestly, it felt like therapy. Nature, his pets, he had, like, 5 to 6 cows and 2 calves. Oh my god, they were so cute, they were so lovely. I was able to connect instantly with them. The fresh air, silence, the actual calmness where you only hear nature, the sounds, the air, the wind, the birds flying and chirping. Oh, it was amazing. Instead of rushing, I felt my mind unclench. Like, I felt my breathing slow down, and I felt myself exist without needing to do anything. And it reminded me there's a version of me who doesn't need much. Just nature, food, people I love, and time. It grounded me in a way I didn't expect. And then I went to Hyderabad. And oh my god, my heart could burst even thinking about it. All my friends, like most of them, were working. So they couldn't take the days off. But they still showed up with their laptops in a cafe. And they were like co-working in the best ways. They were managing their time. And we ordered food, we chatted. It was just We were just there existing, laughing, eating, just made so special. These are these little moments. They are so precious. Life wasn't perfect or planned, but we make space for each other anyway. So we chatted, we ate like there's no tomorrow. We laughed until the staff, everyone stayed at us over there. So we made TikToks, the dumbest ones, the funniest ones, and of course the ones we'll never post. Those are ours, so the memories. And then the first ever IG meetup has happened. Like, I did my other IG meetup in Edinburgh. It was like testing waters. And it was very sweet, very cozy, very like in real moment. But I haven't done it for everyone. It was just girls only. But this time I did like an actual catch up that I planned for everyone, but only under 15 people. So, and it's ticketed, so I know people who are intentional will show up. I was nervous, but I wanted it smaller and cozy. So you get to speak with them properly, you know what I mean? And the people who showed up, oh my God, they were angels, like so sweet, so warm, so genuine, so real. Like we talked like we already knew each other and we laughed, we shared life things. Time just flew. I thought I also had a backup plan just in case there is a frozen moment, but no, the time just flew. And at the end, we took Polaroids and I wrote each person a personalized quote. That's my favorite thing. A tiny piece of Bhav to take home. That night made everything I do online feel real. The best moment. Now, the most chaotic part. Let me tell you about my journey back. What a trip. I was supposed to fly Hyderabad to Dubai, Dubai to Edinburgh, normal, simple, just like anybody else. Except, no. At Hyderabad airport, they suddenly say there is a bomb threat, then there's an aviation issue, then we are delaying the flight. The delaying just went delay. Yeah, 16 hours delay. I practically left at the airport. I ate, I napped, I walked around doing my steps like I was in a mall. And there was this person at the airport asking me if I was okay because I was doing my steps so vigorously, like to and fro. She was like, ma'am, are you okay? I was like, no, I'm just getting my steps done. She must have thought I was some psycho or something, but it's fine. I was just so exhausted and annoyed at the moment, but it was fine. I missed my connecting flight, obviously, because of the 16 hours delay. And so Emirates gave me a hotel room in Dubai for the night, which honestly wasn't bad. I slept, showered, reset. And at some point in this chaos, I realized I didn't panic. I didn't break down. I didn't crumble. Old me would have. But this version of me, she adjusted, she adapted, and she flowed. And I thought, wow, I've grown. Like quietly, even without noticing. In the beginning, I was annoyed that the flight was delayed. But then once I accepted the fact, I didn't feel anything, like it didn't annoy me anymore. I just accepted it and actually enjoyed the journey by eating food, napping, getting freshened up. I know it sounds funny, but it actually did. And this is my newest version and I love her. Finally, I got home 24 hours late, but safe. During all this drama, my phone was blowing up. Are you okay? Did you eat? Text me when you're bored. Call me if you're bored. Don't worry, you'll reach my family, my friends, people I love, people who loves me. And it hit me. Sometimes we feel like no one cares, you know? We feel alone, we feel disconnected. But love didn't go anywhere. People didn't stop caring. Life just got busy. People are very busy in their lives, that's all. And for the first time in a long time, I felt so held. If I had to sum it all up, I am my softest, truest self at home, and I deserve that space. I loved and I am loved more deeply than I realized. And life will always add chaos, but I'm strong enough to handle it. My community, offline and online, is real. I don't have to choose between India and the UK because both can be home, both can be mine. So, yeah, that was my month. A month of surprises, healing, chaos, softness, hugs, food, love. A month that stitched parts of me back together without me even noticing it. Thank you for waiting for me. Thank you for being here. And thank you genuinely for letting me share my heart with you every time I sit down to record. I can't believe this episode 8 is so emotional, so heartful. Speaking, I just, like, my whole month just played back in my brain. Feels so good. If this episode touched you, send it to someone you love, or keep it for days when your heart feels a little cold. I'll see you soon. Until then, stay soft, stay open, and stay you. Bye.